flipping to buy and hold investors. Flipping to buy and hold investors. Let's see something here. Let's make sure we're on the right page here. Hey, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. I am the author of Smart Real Estate Wholesaling, also the creator of the 11 Days Challenge. On this episode, we are going to talk about flipping to buy and hold investors. Flipping to buy and hold investors. Let's see something here. Let's make sure we're on the right page here. Okay. So there's a question that came in. Let's see here. It's a question that came in. It says, what numbers do buy and hold in buyers want to be at when buying from a wholesaler? Okay, good question. Let's get into it. Let's dive into it. Good question. What numbers do buy and hold buyers want to be at when buying from a wholesaler? So you're on this video because you're probably interested in real estate wholesaling. Or you're a newbie, or you're brand new, or you're savvy a little bit, and be advanced, doesn't matter. You're gonna learn from my videos. We have over 600 videos on this channel, so explore. There's a particular playlist that you should pay attention to. It's called Driving for Dollars versus Smart Wholesaling. All you have to do is Google that with my name at the end of it, and then it'll come right up, okay? So now, real estate wholesaling is the heart and the science of finding deeply discounted properties, locking them under contract, then selling the right to that contract for a fee, anywhere from $1,000 to my highest, which is $82,000. There are people doing $150,000 per one deal. It's absolutely possible, but that's not what this is about. It's about cash flow. It's about being able to change your life. It's about having enough income to feed your family on a monthly basis without stressing about bills, being able to wake up whenever you want to, being able to do this business from anywhere you want to. Freedom, okay? Essentially freedom. That's what I teach you here is about. And that's what the 11 Days Challenge is about as well, too. Now, how does buy and hold buyers come into the world? You find deeply discounted properties and you sell the contract to actual investors who may want to fix or flip the property, who may want to fix the property and buy it and then hold on to it for passive and residual income and many things, you know, many other creative investing strategies that you can do with such properties, right? But one of them is buy and hold, people who actually want to buy properties that they can rent to tenants, right? So, and that's where this question came in, says, what numbers do buy and hold buyers, meaning people who actually want to buy it to hold on to it and rent it out to tenants, right? What numbers would they like to buy at? So typically, ideally, as a wholesaler, you have that 65%, 70% of ARV, as a number. What's ARV? After repair value. So typically, to find a deeply discounted property, there are distressed situations. There's a reason why they're selling for cheap. Maybe the property needs a lot of work, or maybe a little bit of work that they're not willing to put in, but they're willing to let go of the property. Maybe they already moved out of state and they just want to sell, you know, just want to get rid of the property. So because they don't want to put in the work, they are willing to sell a lot cheaper plus more. Right, so typically, let's say for example, a property is worth $200,000, 70% of that will be $140,000. So, somebody who, if they put in a little bit of work, maybe $5,000 worth of work, they can sell it for $200,000. They're like, you know what, I don't want to deal with the work, and you know, I'm willing to sell for $140,000. So, you buy for $140,000. You put that $5,000 worth of work, that's $145,000, and then you sell for $200,000, right? That's $55,000 in profit. That's basically where the numbers come from. So as a rule of thumb, we have, I teach 65%. That's the school of thought I came from. I closed my first deal back in December 2005. My numbers that I was taught was 65% of the ARV, the after repair value, and minus the estimated cost of repair. So If a property is worth $200,000, 65% of that is $130,000. If the property needs $5,000 worth of work, I'm probably gonna assume that's $10,000, because $5,000 worth of work could be carpeting, a little bit of painting in the living room. Chances are there is more. So on the conservative side, as the buyer, I'm gonna assume that's $10,000. So $130,000, which is 65% of $200,000 minus $10,000, that's $120,000. And then I will probably offer $110,000 and then see if they will come up to $120,000. If they say, whoa, at $110,000, chances are, they're not interested. They're not motivated enough, or they should go put in the work and sell it for $200,000. Or I would say things like, hey, you know, if you have time and you have, you're ready to deal with it, I can help you get the most money for it. You know, $200,000. All you have to do is put in, $10,000 worth of work, and then I help you get it sold too. Is that what you want to do, or you want to sell now so you don't have to deal with that, you know, time versus money kind of situation, right? And they have the options, you know. And when I do close good deals, that's when they say, you know, I don't want to deal with that. Yeah, $110,000, let's do the deal. All right. And does that happen a lot? Yes, it happens a lot. But if you're not really consistently generating leads, right, it's not gonna happen for you, right? So when does it happen? Is it after 10 leads or 20 leads? It could be after 50 leads. I don't know. But the bottom line is that you have to be consistently generating leads. Leads are essentially people that have said, yes, I'm interested in selling, right? And then when you negotiate, they say yes or no. They're not interested in your price. If they say they're not interested in your price, then, okay, listen, looks like you have time. Maybe we can get you the most money for it. You don't just discard them. You see how you can maybe partner with an agent to get the deal done still, because they're still in front of you. As long as they're still in front of you, you need to be focused on solving their problems, right? So what numbers do buy and old buyers want? Is it 65%, 70%? Is that what they want? It's a little bit different, okay? So it's a little bit, maybe it's a little bit more extra, maybe I should say complicated. But not really, it's just numbers, okay? You just need to know what the numbers are. But essentially what you need to consider is what are properties, or let me say units, two bedroom unit, three bedroom unit, what are they renting for in that area? Are they $1,200 per month, $1,300 per month? How many units is in the property, right? Obviously the less units, the tighter the numbers will be, because if there are more units, that means vacancy factor become less of an issue. But if you have one unit of a property, meaning a single family home, if one unit is vacant, that's 100% vacancy factor. That will be an issue. But essentially, the numbers you need to be looking to calculate, I'm going to share the number with you, and then you can go find, you Google my name and the numbers, maybe rental properties, and then you'll find other videos on the topic. But essentially what you're looking for is what they call the cap rate, okay? Cap rate, return on investment, cash on cash return on investment, okay? We call it cash on cash return on investment. Essentially, they're looking for about 10 to 15% return on investment. I know some people will tell you 25% cash on cash. Those are people that may just be greedy, you know, and they do exist too, and you may be able to find some deals for them. That's still sweet for everybody. But really, if you find a property that when an investor dish out cash, then collect cash from a bank, right? But the actual cash that comes out of their pocket, the return on investment on that cash is 15% every single year, okay? So if they had to spit out $10,000 out of their pocket, right, for the purchase, right, they want at least $1,500 every year to come back to them every year. So never mind what the actual purchase price is, maybe $10,000 out of their pocket, $90,000 came from a bank, right? That $10,000 is what matters. After all expenses are paid for, they want to at least be left with $1,500 per month, per year, because it's calculated on an annual basis, okay? So if you want to worry about what it is monthly, you divide $1,500 by monthly, so you end up with what, like a little bit over $100. They want $100 cash flow monthly from that deal just for spitting out $10,000 one time. And you may say, that's it? Yeah, that's it, because again, it's cash on cash. Some people may say cash on cash, I want it to be 25%, 30%. Can you find such deals? Yes, okay. But what I'm telling you is that there are investors who are not so greedy. Maybe they found a formula that works for them and they just want numerous. They want multiples of 15% coming in every year like that, and they want it all over the place, and that creates stability for them, because if one deal goes short and is dead, they lost $10,000, but then they are making so much money from other deals. They spread their eggs into multiple different types of baskets, so it's less risky for them because they figure out the system to do that. And in your market may be a little bit different. Your market may say, no, I need it to be 25%. The reason why they saying that, because it's possible to find them, then it's your responsibility as a wholesaler to find such deals. But like I said, you need to learn cash on cash return on investment. You need to learn cap rates. You need to learn what the rentals are going for in your particular local area. Once you know those factors, then you consider that together with what properties are selling for. Those are the actual numbers that they would want to know about. All right. So now, with that being said, what I teach here, I use what I call the 11 days challenge to help you skip 80% of the hustle. You don't have to worry about a lot of this craziness, right? And then make 6 or 7 figure income per year with or without closing deals, okay? And then help you 10x the number of deals you're closing, okay? If that's what you're interested in, then I'll suggest that you go to smartrealestatewholesaling.com. Smartrealestatewholesaling.com will get this for free PDF. If you want it paperback and Kindle or audiobook is also available. If you go there right now, I'll give you this absolutely for free as a bonus. Real Estate Money Secrets is my newest book. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. And I'll see you on next one. Peace.